Ocean Drive's Films on Thursdays with Eclipse Cinemas Bundoran. Flying high to bring you the best films in Ireland. EclipseCinemas.com.
All right, it is Thursday. It is time for Films on Thursday. Collie is in there in Bundoran and at Eclipse Cinemas. And I was talking about it on the air earlier on, but the big one this week is Belfast.
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, it's one of those weeks. We have two really good movies, and I actually almost feel guilty for Nightmare Alley because Belfast is such a big thing, I suppose, for us here in the Northwest, but it's not going to work out that way, that it's only for us. It's a universal film. I think most people around, probably not since Bond again, people have gone, oh, when's this one coming out? Because they've seen the ads, they've heard all about it. You know, obviously people who are into such things raved about Spider-Man. Spider-Man was a massive hit. But we've probably had a lot of more questions about Belfast because we've had, I'll be honest with you, I picked the trailers for the cinema. I saw the trailer for this with the song that you played earlier, mm-hmm. Everlasting Love, as part of it. And I went, I'm putting this trailer in everything. This looks cool. So yesterday, I went down to the cinema, I opened up, and as usual, watching it very early, and I decided I watch Belfast. I'm thinking to myself, God, I hope this is good. But before I do that, will we have our little clip first?
Let's do it that.
Hey, buddy! Your man's calling you, yes!
We're looking to cleanse the community a wee bit.
You wouldn't want to be the old man out in the street.
Touch my family and I'll kill you.
Are we
going
to have to leave Belfast?
We'll fight this together. This is it.
This is what?
This is war.
That was the clip you meant. It wasn't the clip of you doing the horrible Belfast accent in the ad for the Eclipse Cinemas, which you can see on the Eclipse Cinema Facebook page, right?
I have no idea what you're talking about. You know, because I'm a method actor. So, who knows what overtakes me? Yeah, you got to have a laugh. But it was good that you interrupted there because it was just going into the full. I don't know if I could have stopped singing along to Everlasting Love there.
I'm glad
just
I did
as
then.
It was building up. I think, do you know what I was saying about the universality of it? If I could say the word. So there's lots of people listening that are different ages to me and you, Shane. I know I'm a few years older, but different ages. But when they heard, your ma says, come in for your tea, there's people all over. Just that hit rung a bell. And that's what this movie does. I saw a very good line in the Irish Times where they said, it's black and white and rose tinted. That's probably true. It is a sentimental movie. And I don't think it's meant to be. Everyone's saying, this is Kenneth Branagh's life growing up. And of course, a lot of people who think of him as the epitome of English Shakespearean actor didn't realize, he's Belfast born and bred and always was very proud of it. But this is a memoir. This is kind of how it happened, but through the eyes of a nine-year-old child. Mm-hmm. And it's shown and something that really happened to Kenneth Branagh. I don't know if you saw this, the clips, that he was just standing playing one day and it was just the world. There were Catholics and Protestants on a street. They're all playing football together as the way people did in working class areas. And he just heard a noise and they didn't know what it was. And suddenly a riot broke out. And being in 1969, long before internet and so on, nine-year-old kids didn't know what was going on. Nobody knew this was going to happen. And suddenly, as he said, his world was literally turned upside down as people took the paving stones from under his feet to build a high barricade at the end of the street. And their life changed forever. But still, he's nine and he still wants to, he's still praying and he's kind of praying for the end of the troubles. But mostly he wants to pray to be the best footballer ever because that's what he wants to do because he's nine. And there's great bits. So the movie is mostly in black and white. But when they go to the cinema or when they go to the theater, that's all in color. Because that's how his life lights up, when he sees this from his kind of dull but fun existence. And it's just, look, let's get to the point. It's brilliant. I loved it. It's so, so very funny. It's so touching. It's so moving. I laughed. I lost count of how many times I laughed. I cried at least four times.
Aww.
And people will, mm-hmm. Because it is touching. Anyone who ever loved their granny or granddad or had family members who went away or, missed their parents, they will feel this, get this right in the fields. And let's face it, that's pretty much everyone in Ireland has all of those things. Even if your granny was a right old wagon, there'll be some memory that this will bring back and take you over. The actors are all brilliant, but you knew that anyway. All you have to do is look at the cast. Like it's Ciarán Hinds. Jamie Dornan, who I'm not always a brilliant fan of, is great in this, but it's Caitríona Balfe from Monaghan who absolutely steals the show. Everyone's going to be in love with, they're even listed as ma, pa, granddad, granny. And that's how you feel about them after watching the movie. It does a nice job of showing both the, you know, the seriousness of the troubles and just the sheer stupidity of this sort of conflict in people who, you know, had no reason to argue, and how this everyone was dragged into, you know, obviously there's genuine reasons for the troubles, but how everyone was sucked in who had really wanted nothing to do with the politics of it and the power agendas people had. It's so, I suppose it's possible there's somebody out there that doesn't like history or movies, or, you know, learning more about Irish or politics or family. And even then, they like the music. Mm-hmm. It's so, so good. There's one or two bits, you know, if I'm being honest, that maybe the sentimentality. There's a High Noon bit that I was going, oh, that doesn't really work. But maybe it was meant to be, this is how a nine-year-old would see their dad as their hero rather than what actually happened. But I think people absolutely adore this. I think it'll become a favourite on the Irish staple of kind of, like, Snapper-esque proportions. I think it's really that good. Like, who knows? Maybe in 3 weeks' time I'll change my mind. But I will see it again. There's no doubt about it. And I really think everyone should see it. And I know we couldn't get the timing right, Shane. I really want you to see this first. I'm hoping you'll see it next time you're on. You'll be able to say. But I really think this is going to do really well everywhere. But I think particularly here in the Northwest, and of course where we both live in Bundoran, with such strong ties to Belfast, even though I might keep my head down low for a while after my little joke on Facebook. But I think it'll mean a lot to people. Wonderful, wonderful movie. I hope it does break in the Oscars. It's thoroughly deserved.
So you enjoyed it then?
But it was okay.
Yeah, I could
take it or leave it. But no, it's brilliant. And I think a lot of the people here who listen to us babbling on, or me babbling on and you trying to keep some sort of order, who go, ah, it's another bloody superhero movie and that sort of thing. I think there's people out there who really love this. Maybe people who haven't been to the cinema much lately, who'd really love to go and see this. There's things people should bring their mas and their daughters and sons, and everyone will love it.
So that's Belfast. It is out this weekend, and hopefully once restrictions get lifted, you'll get more screenings of it in after 8 p.m. or whatever. But we don't have any time to talk about that. We have 2 minutes. We have 2 minutes to talk about Nightmare Alley. Go.
And it's so unfair because it's really cool. But unfortunately, recency bias, I saw this on Wednesday, whereas I saw Belfast this morning. So it's Guillermo del Toro, which people might know from The Shape of Water, which won Oscars, or Pan's Labyrinth. So he's really cool, gothic sort of director. And this is a story about, it starts off in a carnival. And a guy's just looking for a bit of work, and he's kind of brought into carnival, and he sees how they do the freak shows, and he's taught all the carny ways, all the tricks, particularly about the mentalists and the psychic, how to predict, you know, that person that has a watch, it's a gold watch with an inscription on it. And it shows you some of the tricks there, which psychics are still using to this day. There's a whole thing about, do not get involved in the spook show. When people start to believe that the dead are talking to them, you have to tell them, which is always the carny way. You have to tell them this part is not real because it's not fair. Don't get hooked into the scam. Don't go on. And of course, what happens? This is really good. It's like a 1940s style movie, but done in modern style. And like everything says class. Everything just looks great. The cast, Bradley Cooper, Cate Blanchett, Toni Collette, Willem Dafoe. There are 8 Oscar nominees in the movie alone, and it's so well done. There's twists and turns, and also that sort of, anybody who knows Guillermo del Toro's movies know he loves having a freak show. And also, as somebody who mentions the word geek a lot in the cinema, when we're doing this review, he's talking about, you know, Spider-Man and so on. It shows you the origin of the word geek, which are you familiar with?
I'm not, but we don't have time to get into it, unfortunately.
No, I'm not going to say anything rude. Don't worry. But it's carnival fair, but it made me think, oh, I better maybe start saying nerd instead. Maybe I'd stick to nerd.
Okay.
Because geeks were not so cool when they started off. But I think it's a brilliant movie. Anybody who loves cinema, and everyone loves like a 1940s style thriller, will really enjoy this. Go see Belfast first and then go and see this, because they're both well worth it. And there's been some fun movies out, but it's a while since we had 2 such good movies out at the same time.
There we leave it. Thank you, Collie. Talk to you next week. Good luck.
Ocean FM.
Ocean Drive's Films on Thursdays with Eclipse Cinemas Bundoran. Your launchpad to Hollywood and beyond. EclipseCinemas.com.